Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, May 19, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. No donation is too small. Free speech simply cannot stay alive without being funded by we the people. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And there are many ways you can donate. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Right now, while supplies last, with every $100 donation, you can get your choice of an RBN coffee mug or an RBN t-shirt. At the moment, I understand we only have medium-sized t-shirts in stock, but I'm told by Julie in the control room that we are planning to get more sizes available shortly as well. And, well, if you want to contribute to our chat room, you can find that at beyondton.tatango.com. Of course, phone lines can be open. You know, we're interested in hearing feedback from you folks. So far, it has been a relatively slow news week. I even heard Mr. Rivero pointing that out over on Monday, I think it was. But yeah, I noticed myself been confirming the same thing this week. We haven't had, quite as many, radio-worthy stories, I might put it, as usual. But, of course, summer is just around the corner, and, even the Marxist totalitarian propagandists, I reckon, are due for a bit of a vacation. Patriot Rising, I don't know what's up with them. I haven't seen any new articles since Thursday, May 13, over there. So, but anyway, I have my Wednesday regular co-host here with me, Mr. Gregory McGill. Hello, Gregory.
Hey, Richard. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. How you doing,
okay,
sir?
I'm having trouble with my equipment again. It's just that the you guys keep coming in and out, but you're hearing me okay, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, you're fine.
I'll see you again.
Yeah, just stay near that hot spot. Usually that works out for us. If anything ever came up, we could always call your try calling your phone number, but the Skype in your hot spot usually pretty spot on. Oh, I didn't give out that number. I mean, many of you are probably aware. I mean, if you folks did want to call in, 512-248-8252. That number again, 512-248-8252. And I don't know what has been on your mind lately, Gregory. Of course, the shortages. You know, the shortages continue. We're hearing more talk of the Dust Bowl conditions in the Midwest. We're not going to have many crops this year. We're hearing about computer chip shortages, and it's generally out of Asia. We stopped production long ago. We used to manufacture 37% of the world's computer chips right here in the U.S., and outsourcing doesn't help in times of need. And really, just to be a company that exports and just has a robust economy. I mean, it's no wonder we're so much in debt. We don't have anything people want to buy. That's certainly
not making anything.
Yeah, but I mean, of course, the stimulus, the inflation is certainly adding fuel to the fire, but either of those on their own would be enough. But they're talking about, are you going to be ready for the everything shortage? Because there are a lot of articles about truckers, you know? I mean, there are shortages of truckers even. And
everything was better under Trump, literally everything. That's what we're seeing now, everything. Is this going to wake people up or what?
You know, I don't know. Those with the delusions of the media spin are pretty entrenched, you know, and entranced for that matter. That, you know, they'll believe anything and everything possible,
except for the truth.
Yeah, and the military.
They'll believe.
And the military. I mean, they're trying to make the military so. And I cringe whenever I use the word woke, because I mean it's such a leftist term. I mean it seems like it was birthed from the anti-white agenda. Okay, you didn't have white people first going around saying the term woke.
They said we were awake. Remember?
We were awake.
Proper grammar. So they corrupted our term.
I'm not going to use the term woke unless sarcastically.
They do that every time
for the left. But no, the military's still trying to purge any conservatives. You know, checking their social media, this, that, and that. They want all leftist, pink-haired transgenders in the military. I guess that's their plan for a new world order success model. And then you've heard the ads for the CIA these days that are, they're catering to transgender, psychiatric disorder. it's just laughable. I mean, it's a parody of itself, this government.
Anytime you turn on the TV, yeah.
If the founding fathers were to see the state of things, rolling in their graves isn't enough, you know. They would probably want to do things a bit more more severely than they did in their time.
What about the people who fought World War II? What do you think they would think? Right, most of them would think right now if they were still alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At least we're not all speaking German, is what they were talking.
Right. Oh, yeah. Danke.
Yeah. Well, because these people wanted to conquer the world, and now look, we have a world that's, I guess it is conquered by worse people. Okay, I guess that didn't go so well.
19 verified peace offers, but he wanted to conquer the world.
He didn't want to conquer the world. Neither did
right,
Japan.
Of course not.
It's such a ridiculous.
He was trying to stop the people who did.
We have military going to convenience stores and the like now. Over in Texas, okay, we have uniformed military going to like 7-Elevens and places like this and to bars. And they are with shots, with these genetic tampering injections, and they're coercing people into getting them. Okay. We have one 7-Eleven
trying to get people take the vaccine.
Yeah. 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 And I mean, like, you know, the article points out how, you know, you have these military phrasing things like, you need to get your vaccine. And then they're just standing there in their uniform. Okay. It mentions how a 7-Eleven employee, you know, this clearly new immigrant from the Middle East or India or somewhere. Yeah. You know, he took it when that happened. And, you know, he's new to this country. He sees some, you know, white guy in fatigues.
Thinks it's supposed.
Yeah. He doesn't think that it's a choice. Okay, come on now. This is a whole new level of coercion and underhandedness.
There's a lottery for $1 million winners, paid by taxpayers' money, of course. They put your name in a lottery if you've been vaccinated and. Yeah. They're giving away $1 million to five people. If that doesn't smack of desperation, what does?
Yeah. And when parts of New York, I heard some videos played on RBN that some people are offering a free order of French fries if you get your shot. So, yeah, you may die very shortly or shorten your life. Permanent health complications if not, at best. But hey, you'll get a free fry today. So, come on.
Or don't. Yeah. Fries, donuts, all these foods that are bad for you, they'll give you for free for getting the jab.
And then we have an article talking about Fauci. He's now kind of backing the idea that you have immunity from these shots and that you don't necessarily have to wear a mask. And this, I mean, even Rand Paul, I really don't care for some of... All right, now he is immune because he has had COVID-19 or as close to it as someone can. But for him to be phrasing it, even Rand, that people who get the shot are immune and aren't spreaders, don't need to wear masks. I mean, that's not accurate. You know, these shots don't make you immune. They don't stop you from getting it. And
what yet, do they do then, actually?
So you don't want to fight... Well, yeah, they create, they alter some of the cells in your body to be recognized as if they were spike proteins. So your body thinks some of its own cells are the enemy, and it exhausts your immune system fighting that indefinitely. But then supposedly it's ready for something similar that might come along. I don't know. We're hearing a lot of
people. How they could talk anybody into taking this.
If you have natural immunity, they're saying you're in more danger of getting this shot than not. I mean, if you have already acquired something close enough to what they're calling COVID-19, of course, with the PCR tests, that is so debatable. I'm disgusted to even continue discussing it. But it's...
Didn't Dr. Kerry Mullins, didn't he try to debate Fauci? And Fauci would never debate him, like if he was supposed to go on. Yeah, right. He kept trying to get him to come and talk about all this stuff, and then that guy dies mysteriously right before all this hit.
So I guess we are, getting a lot of this now from places where they're trying to use half truths to fight the tyranny. I don't quite agree with that. I definitely don't agree with that. But here from this one article's summing up. Fauci admits Rand Paul was right. Mask wearing after vax was theater. Dr. Anthony Fauci ought to be the punchline of many jokes by now. As if he had been a Trump loyalist. And if he had been a Trump loyalist, he would be, they say. Only because the corporate media refused to mock him can he appear in public without catcalls and derision as his lot in life. Yesterday, he blatantly contradicted what he told Senator Rand Paul under oath in testimony last March. Yes, wearing a mask indoors after being vaccinated is just theater. And then we have a quote here from Fauci. I take it they don't make that too clear, but I didn't want to look like I was giving mixed signals, but being a fully vaccinated person, the chances of my getting infected in an indoor setting is extremely low. And of course, this is, again, I mean, so Fauci is still not being honest because it doesn't stop you from contracting it. You know, I mean, a lot of people, of course, are allegedly asymptomatic, but these PCR tests, well, yeah, I really don't want to get started on that.
Well, did you see this guy, Thomas Massey? I'm getting something. Our producer just said there's background noise. It might be I'm actually just sitting here and not doing anything, and there's no noise around me. So that would be something else.
Yeah, no, it's no big deal. It may have been a couple moments ago. I know I coughed a bit out of sync with my cough button a couple times, and I may have heard some dishes or something a couple minutes ago from you, but no, I think we're good now.
Oh yeah, I did move. I was moving a little bit ago, and then that probably came through. So I thought, but I was having trouble with my equipment. But anyway, this representative Thomas Massey, he posted, thought America might like to know this. Few congressmen or staff or guards are wearing masks in the hallways or offices, only on the floor for TV. It's all theatrics, folks.
Well, yeah, there you have it again. Another example of the theater. And we have a caller, I don't know, it's not too early for that. Pat in Texas. Hello, Pat. What's on your mind today? Do we have Pat? Pat, are you with us?
About it?
Hi.
Okay.
Now I hear you.
I have good news. The governor of Texas just signed a bill outlawing all abortion, no exceptions in Texas.
Really?
Hallelujah. Well, we got to replace all the people that took the jab.
Well, abortion,
well,
really.
You can't go backwards, totally.
That's going to be a big fight.
Pat, but no exceptions. I mean, For them to be that extreme, is someone hoping it gets overturned because of how extreme it is? Because what about rape? How do you feel about that, Pat, in a case of rape?
No exceptions. Too many people, men go to prison with lies over that.
Well, I don't know. Perhaps there might be some morning after pill someone could take for rape, but that's not the state of mind they're usually in after getting raped. Often they don't even want to report it. So,
you know how often that happens? That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, I was going to say, this isn't something that happens very often.
It doesn't happen.
Well, I used to have this very extreme view about abortion, but then I realized it's mostly leftists and ghetto scum that get them. So I'm like, well, no, I'm just kidding. It's still horrific. I don't go for it at all. But
wait a minute. People have lost respect for babies. They're killing them.
Yeah,
they can sell them.
I know. It's terrible. I was trying to make a poor taste joke. But yeah, well, it's all awful.
Maybe God's going to look a little more favorably on Texas because we sure aren't doing any good here lately.
Right.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, bad hail, bad weather, rain all the time.
Well, that's manipulating weather, Pat. That's they have a weather pro. That's geoengineering. They're probably attacking it.
No,
I'm not
either.
About that. You know, chemtrails and geoengineering and all that stuff. It's a real thing, and they are trying to weaponize the weather.
If they could have done that, they'd have geoengineered the rain that was raining in Waco when they cut off their water. They just held their towels outside and they had something to drink.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's not an exact science, but they're definitely tweaking with it, you know?
And Pat, what do you think of these?
You know what? You know? Well, anyway, I just thought I think that's good news for Texas. I'm real, real happy.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's right, Pat. It is good news.
Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good day. Well, I mean, you know, some states are a lot more sovereign, shall we say, than most these days. Texas, Florida are certainly key examples, but much of the country now is far too compliant in terms of just giving up our freedoms one after the other, right, Gregory?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, without even so much as a whimper, they can't wait to give up their any of their liberties. You know, it's so virtuous for them. They think they're really doing somebody a favor.
And of course, I was mentioning earlier this week some of these statements from Biden lately. He's saying get the shot or wear the mask forever in one. In another one, he's saying that those who do not get vaccinated will pay the price. Or did he say ultimate price? One of those. I'm already frustrated because I know they're going to obfuscate the true death tolls immensely. We already hear about the cycles being brought down for the vaccinated who take the PCR test and not for the ones who are unvaccinated. So
never going to report the truth about anything, let alone this, of course, but they're not going to report like how many people are dying from vaccine injuries. They just don't acknowledge it whatsoever. It doesn't go into any kind of data unless people are independently somehow doing it. But there's no like government, you know, studies or anything like that. There won't be anything. You know, the CDC isn't going to say this many people died from the vaccine.
Well, we have the break. We'll be right back, folks.
Hello,
stick around.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago when warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
All of my goodbye, all those things I can never be sure where to begin.
And we're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my Wednesday co-host, Gregory McGill. And, yeah, I am really disturbed by this this military presence at bars and convenience stores in Texas with these uniformed military going up to civilians saying, you need to get vaxxed. I mean, come on. And just the amount of ramping up from... I don't want to say commander in chief, but the pseudo commander in chief. I guess that could work.
Right.
I mean, there's a couple of tweets here from
the imposter.
The one was just from the 13th. Joe Biden, after a year of hard work and so much sacrifice, the rule is now simple: get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. And then, of course, from the 17th, it just happened. Monday, President Biden, those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price when he was on air. And I know we're going to spend, we're never going to be done convincing people the true death count. You know, that's what I can see of the future already. So it's going to be an uphill battle.
Of course not. And, they're going to hide it.
Yeah,
they already are.
At what point will they start actually taking off the kid gloves as far as trying to force. I don't know. We have such a large percentage, though, who are still not interested in getting the jab.
Well, that's why they're doing that. That's why they're freaking out. They thought that it's nowhere near what they were hoping for, that the, you know, the people that would take it.
Right. Right. Oh, and then there was another article I wanted to definitely touch on with you here today, Gregory. This one's been going around the last couple days. Originally came... we heard the story originally from Epoch Times, evidently. CNN fires contributor after Hitler praising tweet sparks outrage. A CNN contributor who had a history of praising Nazi leader Adolf Hitler, saw the broadcaster cut ties with him after his latest missives. He did a tweet on the 16th of May. "The world today needs a Hitler," he said. He later deleted the post.
We're not going to get one.
He later deleted the post. Adil Raha has never been a CNN employee, they state. As a freelancer, his reporting contributed to some news-gathering efforts from Islamabad. A CNN spokesperson told news outlets in a statement. However, in light of these abhorrent statements, he will not be working with CNN again in any capacity. The spokesperson initially said he had never heard of Raha, the Washington Examiner reported. A review of Raha's Twitter history showed he had posted positively about Hitler. And then this article adds, who oversaw the Holocaust multiple times. In 2014, Raha wrote, "My support for Germany is due to what Hitler did with Jews." We see this tweet from 2014. "The only reason I am supporting Germany in the finals is Hitler was a German and he did good with those Jews." Another tweet from 2014, "Hail Hitler." It just said he defended himself Monday, responding to a tweet that claimed he had lost his job because of other missives about fighting between Israel and Palestinians in the Middle East.
Right.
"Glad a single tweet contributed to the Palestinian cause and brought it to limelight, with me losing my job in the West's claim of freedom and of expression."
That's probably more what it's like.
So he said it's worth it, basically. You know, in the expression of freedom of expression and human rights, he's glad. You know,
it's getting nauseating though to watch the entire media, of course, fawn over Israel for this whole thing.
And of course, they had to throw in that Hitler, who oversaw the Holocaust.
Well, that's because it's the biggest lie that still holds everybody, holds our entire society hostage.
There's no documentation of any mass extermination program. Don't you think they would be pushing that stuff out of our face every second on the Hitler channel?
No forensic evidence of it.
Yeah, that as well. I mean, but of course, there are Holocausts against Germans, against Ukrainians, against Christian Russians by Bolshevik Jews.
It's to hide all the legitimate ones. That's another. It has so many. It's such a multi-purpose lie.
And
it really is.
It's such a cool kosher number, 6 million. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
We got to keep
They've been using that number since the Civil War. They've been trying to push that one. That same number. You can find it in New York Times articles over and over again, them pushing that number. Until it finally got to stick after World War II, after they won the war, then they got that number to stick.
Yeah,
they've been using it for a long time. It's cabalistic,
And sometimes just recognizing what we're truly up against is often in everyday life, right under our nose. Pun intended. I would cite the kosher grocery store factor. I don't know if you've ever been in some of these. Just even like normal big grocery chains that'll have a kosher section. I know this one near my neighborhood. There's a big Jewish suburb nearby, and it's just huge, many aisles, completely separate from the rest of the food aisles, with a few aisles of paper products in between to make sure that their food doesn't get mixed up with the goy food. They have their own refrigerated and refrigerated and frozen sections as well, completely opposite the refrigerated and frozen sections of the goyim on the other side of the store. If that doesn't just show, I mean, that's the only culture in the world, okay, that will refuse
to get away with everything. They get away with everything. All because of that lie.
If that doesn't show you, I don't know what will. We'll be right back.
The one lie that binds them all.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
And we're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my Wednesday co-host, Gregory McGill. And topics today include genetic tampering, totalitarianism, and subjugating Judaism. We have Charles in Florida on the line. Hello, Charles. How are you doing today?
Hey, Richard and Gregory, your guest. The Indian doctor Shiva that created the creator of the email. He lives up in Massachusetts. He was running for, he lost. I think he ran for senator up there. But he's been quoted as saying that that the United States the population is not accepting the vaccine, and so they're hoping India will make up the difference. You know, they're. Persuade them to take the jab, but I guess they're too smart. Like Africa, they realize, like the American people are realizing that it's not worth anything to play Russian roulette, put a loaded pistol to your head, you know, and keep spinning the chamber and hoping, you know, you get some prize like a. What is it up New York? You can have fast food supplied by the governor or the mayor of New York, and yeah, and
Ohio with the lottery.
Yeah, the lottery. Yeah, Was that an Indian that was, or Hindu from India that was mentioning Adolf Hitler? You were quoting from Hyderabad. You said you just talked about.
I think the guy is an Indian dude. There seems to be some awake ones.
It does seem like it. Yeah, his name, Adeelraja. So, yeah.
Huh. I don't know. How to pronounce it.
That could be Arabic, yeah, right? Adeelraja, I think. Adeel.
No, that sounds like a Hindu name. You know,
That just shows embedded in white supremacy culture. Okay, I wouldn't know.
Hindi has a lot of Arabic and Persian words in it. It's like Urdu, very similar.
Maybe the first Urdu spoken in. Adil sounded Arabic, I guess. But yeah, Raha, the more I think about it, yeah, that would be more Indian.
It could be an Arabic or Persian root, you know. And
he has the right information. I mean, that's the important thing, right, Charles? He has the right information.
Yeah, you know the ruling party there, the Bharata Janata Party, that means the Homeland of India Party.
They're big fans of
Modi. Pardon?
I was just going to say the Indian culture in India, they're big fans of NSDAP Germany, actually, and the swastika.
Yeah, they're great admirers. Have you ever heard of Savitri Devi?
It seems like
Mukherjee. They've never stopped.
She was a prophetess of Adolf Hitler. She's her books. I used to correspond with her. Savitri Devi. But the BJP, Bharata Janata Party, it's right wing, the Hindutva Party. They regard Adolf Hitler as an avatar of one of their gods, probably Shiva or Kalki.
A lot of spirituality in their culture to the swastika as well.
They're very spiritual people.
They've never played down incorporating the swastika simply due to the Jewish media's shaming and false reporting of history ever since World War II. Gregory, did you want to comment on that?
Well, the Germans called it the Hakenkreuz, hooked cross.
Right.
They never used the word swastika. So I don't even know where that word comes from. It could be
that's a Sanskrit word, swastika.
Oh, okay.
It's from Sanskrit.
Gotcha.
But it's a sun wheel.
Charles, I'm trying to remember your topic from yesterday. I remember I asked you to call back to discuss it a bit more. We just had so many callers.
I can't remember what it was. which particular item do you want me to talk about or try to talk?
You're great at like historical revisionism. From what I recall, it was something along those lines. But
I don't know. I was talking about historical truth. Heine, you know, the German Jew poet of the 19th century. How he was a friend of Karl Marx and Rothschild at the same time. He wrote the novel Lutetia. I don't know if you've ever heard of Heinrich Heine. He was a very famous romantic poet, German Jew, and an example of. But he said the people of the future would have to face the Marxist rulers with whips. They would be beating there. They'd have to have thick hides like the peasants of Russia, the Mujiks, you know, to face in the future. He was very blunt and brutal. It wouldn't be a paradise, the Marxist paradise. It would be that's in his novel Lutetia. Lutetia is the old name for Paris in Roman times. Paris goes back that far, the city of Paris, I mean.
Wow.
But,
okay.
Yeah, I was talking about that. Heinrich Heine, what his prediction of the future was, you know, like Benjamin Disraeli, the British Prime Minister, his novel Coningsby, you know, which people have quoted in the past.
You know, Charles,
I can't remember particularly which. But
I heard in the last few days, so Biden is okaying this huge arms transaction deal to Israel. Of course, the U.S. is going to pay for it, right? So that's how the U.S. is helping to solve the Palestinian issue, you know, by supplying Israel with plenty more weapons. In such a hypocritical contradiction, we just had today ridiculous declaration from Biden. I just saw an article. Biden urges significant de-escalation by today in Gaza in a phone call to Netanyahu after he gives them all the weapons they could possibly need.
On Jeff Rentz's program, the Rentz Network, he had a prominent journalist from Las Vegas on. They were talking about the situation in Palestine and Israel. They said that this is the way the government is directing away. There's been big, massive riots among the Jewish population that don't want to take the vaccine, you know, because a lot of people have died or been crippled.
Right.
And so they're just refocusing, deliberately starting up the conflict to get them involved with the Palestinians in Gaza. And, you know, so focus their energies elsewhere, you know. So they have revolutionary conditions even among Jews that, you know, they don't want to be treated like guinea pigs, you know, like they expect us here in Europe and the United States to be political thing going on. Well, yeah, but I mean, it's Russian roulette. That would, you know, that's what they want us to do here. Sure. You know, they have a musical from the Lion King where the little Lion King cubs sing about how the 20s will roar if you get vaccinated. It's right from Walt Disney Studios, you know, all these animals. And there's a pesky bird that's an anti-vaxxer that bothers the animals in the Lion King. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen that, you know, musical, Disney musical type propaganda for getting vaccinated, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Well, I don't know, there's a couple other calls I could take. Anything else, Charles?
Thank you, and have a good day.
Always, Charles, you're the best.
Yeah, call again tomorrow. Yeah. Next, let's go to Henry in Connecticut.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, how you doing, Henry? What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say I'm brand new to your radio show in RBN. I just started listening a couple of days ago. I started listening to the archives, and I'm pleasantly surprised to find such a wide range of truth tellers. My first comment is I wanted to pick up on a statement made by your co-host about the Holocaust being the biggest lie that empowers the Jews. And while I do agree that it's major and significant, I think there's two others that might rise to the occasion and maybe overtake that one. Okay. And the first one would be that Jesus Christ is a Jew. I don't know if anybody wants to comment on that.
That's a vicious lie from them.
Vicious lie. And the second one that I would put forth is that the Jews are God's chosen people. It's clear that the Israelites of the Old Testament are not related to the modern-day Jews in any way, shape, or form, and it's the greatest identity theft of all time.
Yes. What we have today, trying to inherit all the earth is these Khazarian Ashkenazi types. So
exactly.
Yeah, spot on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's just
just as real Jews had been doing for thousands of years. So it's really not that much of an identity theft, but it is.
I didn't catch that. Could you repeat that?
The whole Khazarian thing kind of it's a good way to give them a fall guy, and that they don't have to take the blame, when actually Judaism has been bad forever. It's never been a good thing, you know?
Absolutely.
So it's not like they assumed the identity of these awesome people or anything. It's, you know.
the biggest, I think the biggest way that they get away with it is through the bad translations of the Bible. And if you take a handful of key words, Gentile and Jew, and you twist the meaning of them, and if you have the discernment skills to comprehend what they've done in the mistranslations and understand what the original language words actually were, you realize that that's how
there wasn't even a word for Jew in that time. Exactly. I mean, it wasn't even a thing.
Exactly. I think it was the 18th century was the first time the word Jew was ever used. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So, you know, the modern-day Judeo-Christians are probably almost the dumbest people walking on the planet. I hate to say it, but they've been so propagandized, it's insane.
Yeah.
And they do us no good.
Walking oxymoron.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I don't want to take up too much time. I just want to get that in.
Right on target. Right on the button.
One more question, Henry. Do you think that everyone in Israel is getting the real genetic tampering shot?
No,
or do you think there are some?
My personal feeling is it's probably a placebo. I could be wrong, but I don't know. I just think that there's such liars and deceivers. I just that's my feeling. But of course, I have no way to prove it.
Right, and a lot of the population might not even be told that they're getting a placebo. But
exactly.
Right.
But they're going to stick that out there in front of everybody and say, hey, look at Israel, you know.
Look at Israel. Everybody's getting the shot.
Follow the lead.
Right.
The great deceivers doing what they do naturally.
For sure. Yeah.
They're liars. They've always been liars. Their father is a liar.
Yes.
And I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yep. They are definitely Satan's kids.
Absolutely. You know, it's great to hear that. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of familiar with your show. I've listened to a few of the other talkers and speakers, but I'm particularly fond of yours so far, so I'm going to stick with you.
Well, that's a great compliment, Richard, right?
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely.
Much appreciated, sir.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'll be calling in again now that I've got my toes wet a little bit here.
There you go.
Great.
Absolutely.
Well,
I'll be listening
here with Richard on Wednesdays.
Okay. But I'll be listening regularly, and I'll probably...
And they're all good.
Yep. All right. Sounds good.
I thank you for your call, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, cool.
Do you want to follow that up a bit more, Gregory?
I mean, it's just an echo chamber. Obviously, he's right on the money about these frauds.
And so, yeah.
I would just be saying, yep. I don't really have anything to add.
Well, what do you think about this whole purge of the military? They want to get rid of all conservatives in the military.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's obviously the military has been the last line of defense that could still be something there if it's not, you know, they can't. Yeah. They don't want a strong military because that's who could actually get rid of these, you know, this fake administration.
Well, the communism, the Jewish infiltration of the nation, which is just increasing exponentially.
It's everything. It's the last line of defense for all of it, so they have to destroy it from within.
Sure.
Which they're doing.
And that's why we kind of, I don't know, have to just live well, live free. I know you're a great example of that. You're out in the woods, have a great place there. I envy that.
I live in it's a developed area, very developed. We just have a little oasis in it. At one time, it was very rural, but they just built up everywhere around here. So it's not very rural anymore, but it sure feels like it when I go into my little bubble.
Well, maybe we could skip the last break. I see we do have a last minute caller who jumped on. James in Vancouver. Hello, James. You're on the air.
How you doing? Hey, listen, I just had an idea the last couple of days. If chemists around the world could take these vaccines and put them in NMR spectroscopy, they might be able to find out the variations in what the content is. So they could find out if there's who's taking what, for example, if it was saline solution, there'd probably be
vitamin B12 and stuff. Yeah.
it would be good if people could obtain ones from various locations and do some of those kind of tests. I know even the insert, they're not including, which would normally be included. Do they want people access to samples.
Right.
But, that's suspicious as well, of course, just like how much resistance to any of the audits of these elections, right? Like Arizona right now, there's such a resistance. The same thing. I mean, you show your hand when you're putting up such a fight for scrutiny.
Yeah. Like an RNA molecule. An RNA molecule should show up in NMR spectroscopy pretty well. And if there's any kinds of impurities, that'll show up as well. And you should be able to detect metals and things like that. And it's very quick. And we need chemists from around the world to coordinate this this issue, you see.
No, you're right. So if we could have enough people who are not affiliated with these agencies getting together and doing tests of all of these.
They're all bought off, though.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we already know how much poison is in it, you know. I mean, how many dangerous aspects, attributes with the gene tampering, with the adjuvants. Even the condition.
The problem is we don't know what everybody's getting, you see. I mean, they're very, I'm sure they're the batches are not all the same.
Right. Like the ones for Congress or for the Israelis. Yeah.
Yes. Political agendas. There's political agendas here. Everyone's got to consider. And I heard all that stuff about Hitler just now. My best friend was in the Hitler Youth. He's 92 years old, going on 93. So if I need to know anything about Nazi Germany, I simply ask him. It's very interesting.
I'd love to have him on as a guest. We'd love to have him as a guest sometime on a Wednesday. I'm sure Gregory would love to pick his brain.
He's afraid to come out, though, but I could talk to him about it.
He could use an alias, you know. We could pick just a name for the radio, and Yeah. But if you could talk to him, and if you get a positive, if he's even maybe considering it, email me. You know, I have my email on the RBN website with the host contacts and that. So, I'd appreciate that, James.
Yeah. In 1944, he was firing 88-millimeter guns at Allied aircraft. He was in the Hitler Youth. He was 16 years old. He told me how they did it. They had a whole team, and they used radar. A lot of people don't know this, but they use radar to guide those 88s because they go a hell of a long way. And you had to have people timing the fuse. You had to have people manning the radar. And then lifting the damn shell into the 88 was problematic. But they fired one shot every 5 seconds. That's 12 every minute. But they were kids. But you can fire them faster than that. But anyway.
All right, sounds good.
Go
but,
ahead.
You know, I'd love for him to dispel a lot of the myths out there as one thing he could contribute. I'm sure you could even do that yourself, having known him. Like, for example, like them saying, you know, the first thing Hitler did is take away weapons. Well, yeah, from the communists and the Jews, maybe, who were trying to, the Bolsheviks taking over the way they were in Russia. But everyday German loyal citizens, they weren't removed of their weapons. But thank you.
There's all kinds of issues, you know, and there are pluses and minuses to this whole thing. And who the Nazis were, especially the high-level Nazis, according to him. So it's a complicated issue. But anyway, I'll get back to you later maybe then.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for the call, James.
All right. Bye now. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right, Gregory. Well, that was a nice string of calls and some great topics today. I see we just have a couple minutes left, but I don't know your thoughts. Gregory. Maybe we lost Gregory's connection here. Or maybe he just has to unmute.
Well, I was on mute and I'm also was jiggling wires. I'm doing both. Okay, I think I got it. Like I'm holding it like the old rabbit ears. Remember how you used to have to stand in one thing and then
make a bigger.
Yeah, there we go. An angle with one leg.
Right. Kind of what I'm doing right now. I got my foot up in the air. Anyway, no, that's cool. I mean, you kept saying Nazi, but other than that.
Yeah,
I doubt his buddy called himself that, or it would say that he was a Nazi.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that is a slur that was never used. Yeah. I mean, that would be like, you know, referring to the kikes, you know?
Yeah, well, actually, that one's not bad. It just means circle. Kikel means circle.
Yeah, it's not even
even that bad.
Yeah, that's how a lot of them signed their name, with a circle.
Yeah, because they didn't want to make a Christian cross, because they hate Christ.
But...
Yeah, they hate Christ more than anything. They hate Christ more than their so-called swastika.
The lies of history are what maintain the tyranny today.
Absolutely. Yes. And you can't know what's going on today, really, unless you know what really happened. You can't. You can't see it. You're looking at it through, you know, Jewish goggles.
And we have... Well, a summer upon us. Like I was saying, that the news has been kind of slow. We have, bit of gaps with the propaganda here and there. But, you know, you could expect before the end of the year another wave of white supremacist shootings, I'm sure. All engineered, no doubt.
Right. Well, we'll see. I mean, there could be a media blackout, too.
Scarcity is their big thing now, possibly, you know, the economy and scarcity of products, inflation. Right. That's all they need now for a weapon to move forward. Will we have another wave of BLM? Who knows? You know, I certainly expect about 2 years from the first outbreak, them to have some other thing that's released. Some are saying the people who are vaccinated could have something deadly affect them.
No, they don't think they got rid of Trump, which was what most of this was about. So
I think it's very possible. I think it's very possible those who are not vaccinated from this gene tampering shot, not vaccination, will be... able to survive, and I think the people who get the shot are possibly going to die from something released, as I say, about 2 years past when Wuhan allegedly.
It's certainly not worth the risk, like you say, with the like he was saying with the Russian roulette, basically, with this stuff.
Yeah, it's not worth it for a job or a university.
Yeah. Who cares about that stuff? That's all been screwed anyway.
Well. Always a pleasure. Excellent show, Gregory.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend. Look forward to you next Wednesday.
Yes, everybody.
All right, people, be strong. Spread the truth, especially to those who are willing to listen. Give them a couple questions to come back at you for more. And stick around for Dr. Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. Always an excellent broadcast. Please support RBN, folks. That is the only way we're able to do this. Where all corporate media are filled with lies, propaganda, and deceit. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.